Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back, everyone. RiskFeesTaxes.com, Higher Ground Financial Group. My name is Raz.
And I'm Daniel Rasby.
And we're father-son team. We own Higher Ground Financial Group. And we'd love for you to go to RiskFeesTaxes.com and make an appointment. Talk to us. Ask us questions. We want to resolve the risk, fees, and taxes in your retirement income to create additional or higher income than you thought possible.
So today, I want, or at least this segment, I want to talk about tax planning, especially with IRAs and especially for legacy. So one of the things that comes to mind is probably Roth conversions.
Right. So Roth conversions started not too long ago.
Yeah, 2010.
Yeah, 2010, you can start doing Roth conversions. Some people call it the backdoor Roth. You couldn't, you know, put money in a Roth, but you could do a backdoor Roth. You could put money in an IRA, a SEP, a 401k, and then convert it to a Roth, and now you have a Roth. Pay the taxes. So that's one option, but that's a fairly recent option. What do people do before that?
So before Roth conversions were possible, the only way you'd really take IRA money and make it tax-free in the future was with life insurance.
And that was IRS Rule 7702 that allowed life insurance, accumulated cash accumulation inside of life insurance, to be completely tax-free if it's used properly.
And the death benefits to be tax-free. And that's the most important thing when you're planning on a legacy and estate planning with the Roth conversions or life insurance. So I call life insurance the old-fashioned Roth conversion. So when somebody asks for a Roth conversion, they'll say, do you want the new Roth conversion or the old-fashioned Roth conversion? And, old doesn't mean worse. There are many really real advantages to using life insurance instead of Roth conversions for the purposes of tax planning in your retirement. And so let's use an example. Let's say you have $1 million in your IRA that you don't need to spend. You've decided, look, I have enough money with enough income with my pension and Social Security and other assets, maybe other IRAs.
Rental property.
This $1 million, I'm not going to be touching. It's going to go to my kids. Okay. Well, you recognize, hopefully, that that's all taxable. So the kids are going to have to pay tax, and they'll likely be in a higher tax bracket than you are. Not only because taxes go up over time generally, but also think about when your kids will inherit the money. They're going to inherit the money probably in their 50s and 60s. If you live to an average life expectancy, your kids will probably be 50 or 60 years old, and that's one of the highest earning years they're ever going to have. So they will inherit this IRA at the height of their career, and it could put them in a higher bracket. So because of that, if you want to leave the best legacy possible for your kids, you want to convert this to tax-free. That doesn't mean you have to do a Roth. Life insurance may also be an option. So let's walk through both of those and see what will be the advantage of one or the other. Well, if you take $1 million, let's say you want to convert it to Roth.
Can I put the entire thing into a life insurance policy?
You can. There's advantages and disadvantages for that. But let's go through Roth first.
Okay.
So $1 million, let's convert it to Roth. How does that work? You can do it all at once, or you can spread it out.
Right. So you could take a look at your tax bracket, see how much room there is. So you don't want to go, you may not want to go into a higher tax bracket. You may. Sometimes it makes sense to go into a higher tax bracket because you know what's coming down the line.
So you can, let's say you decide you're going to do a 10-year plan. We're going to convert this $1 million to Roth over the next 10 years. So every year you take out $100,000, pay some tax, and then you put the remainder into the Roth. Now, hopefully you have money to pay the tax from another account. But if you don't, then that's how it's going to work. You're going to take money, pay the tax, put it into a Roth. And now the Roth will grow tax-free.
And it's very important. If you have the money someplace else, it's better to pay the taxes from outside the Roth. Because if you take the $100,000 and pay the taxes from it, now you have $70,000 and you put it in a Roth. Well, now you have $70,000 instead of $100,000. You can't put more money in, but you can always take it out and pay off whatever other place you took it out from. So even if it's a home equity line of credit, or if it's some savings, emergency fund, now that Roth can become your emergency fund. So don't worry about spending that on a Roth conversion, because now you have the Roth, which is now an emergency fund. Even with the 5-year rule, if you're over 59 and a half, you can take whatever you convert it out whenever you want it.
So the Roth, you put the money in every year from the conversion. And let's say after the 10 years, you end up with $1 million and it's all tax free now because it's Roth. And you also have the growth on that. So whatever you invested in, it'll grow to over your lifetime. And so maybe over the next 20 years, that $1 million will become $2 million or $2.5 million. Maybe, or maybe you pick a bad investment and it goes down. Hopefully you pick a good investment and it grows over time. But whenever you make a Roth conversion, then that amount is immediately available to spend. So if you want to spend it, you can take it back out the next year. And there's a 5-year waiting period for any growth that happens after the conversion. But the money, your own principal, you can take back right away. Okay. And then when you die,
if you're over 59 and a half.
If you're over 59 and a half. Now, when you die, your kids will inherit that money tax-free, and they'll get the total balance, whatever the balance is at death. So if it's $1 million, $2 million, 1.5, whatever it grows to, that's what your kids get. So now let's look at the life insurance option. So with life insurance,
before we move on to life insurance, I mean, the big thing with the Roth conversions that you got to take into consideration is you are paying taxes. And if you pay tax on $100,000 and the value goes down now you've overpaid on your taxes. So you have to make sure before you convert that you have protected your asset so you don't end up paying too much in taxes. Because if you convert $100,000 and pay tax on $100,000 and now that $100,000 is only worth $80,000, you're going to look at it and say, I should just wait until it was $80,000. Then I would have paid less taxes.
Exactly. So again, preservation from market loss is very, very important. As important, if not more important, than the tax savings, all right? But assuming you've done that, assuming it's going to be protected from loss and it's going to grow at a reasonable interest rate, that's how that works. Then life insurance. So with life insurance, you also have a choice. You could do a lump sum or you can put it in over time. So let's use that same 10-year schedule. Let's say, and with life insurance, you should be aware, if you do a lump sum, then it's possible you may owe some tax if you take the money out during your lifetime, but your kids will not owe any tax. So it still works as a tax-free savings for kids.
Death benefit is still tax-free, but if you want to take some money out, you could end up paying tax on it because it's called a modified endowment contract. And so if you want to keep the tax-free status while you're alive also, then you have to be more strategic about it and make sure you follow the IRS rules.
But most people don't want to do a lump sum anyway because they don't want to pay that much tax all in 1 year. They'd rather stretch it out over several years. So you can do a 5 or 7 or 10 or 20 year payment into the life insurance. So let's use the same 10-year schedule. So you take $100,000 out, pay the tax, put it in the life insurance, and maybe you pay the tax from somewhere else also. So either way, money goes into the life insurance. But here's the difference. Even though you're paying that much, people say, well, why should I pay $100,000 a year for life insurance? That's a lot of money. Well, why not pay $500,000 or $1 million? It doesn't really matter what you're paying. It matters what you're going to get for it, right? And so, yes, when you're older and you start this, if you're 60, 65, 70, and you start this plan, you're going to pay a lot of money into this policy, but that's okay. What is the benefit that you're getting out of it? So normally, kind of a random number. It's reasonable based on the age and the amounts of stuff. But let's say you're 65 and you put $100,000 in. The death benefit might be $2 or $3 million. So you might have immediately in the first year, you might have a $2 million death benefit, or maybe you'll have a $1 million death benefit that grows every year. So there's different ways to set it up.
And you still have the part of money you haven't converted. So you still have $900,000 you haven't converted. So now you immediately created a larger legacy. $1 million of death benefit from life insurance and $900,000 from your IRA still there.
So let's say you start with a lower death benefit. It's only $1 million. And there may be some reasons you want to do that. So after you put the money in the life insurance, then the next year you die, well, the insurance company pays $1 million tax-free to your kids, and you still have the $900,000 left in the IRA that you haven't converted. Yeah, it's taxable because you haven't converted it yet.
But they got $1 million tax-free they can pay the taxes from.
Basically, you doubled your money in a year. So if you live a long time, which is what we hope, you do live a long life, then over time, let's say over that 10 years, now you've put in $1 million into it. But now the death benefit is $2 or $3 million and it's paid up. So you're not going to ever put any more money into that for the rest of your life.
And the longer you live, the death benefit continues to grow, just as any other asset that's invested in a place. The only thing is it can't go negative. It can't go backwards.
And it's tax-free. So what about taking money out? Well, if you put money into life insurance, generally, you have to wait several years before you start taking large amounts out, if you do at all. And so that's the difference between a Roth conversion and a life insurance. With a Roth conversion, you can take your money back out immediately without paying any taxes or penalties or anything like that, depending on what it's invested in. With life insurance, you do have to wait several years. You'll have some money available in the first year or two, but not all of your contributions. And in fact, it usually takes more than 10 years before you have access to all of your contributions. So if this is money that you're going to be spending or need to spend in the next several years, then it may not be as advantageous to do life insurance. But in the example I gave in the beginning, this is money that you want to leave to the kids. You have enough other money for your normal expenses. And yeah, you might have an emergency need for some of this money, but you're not going to need $1 million to spend on your lifestyle. So if it's really for the kids, then life insurance is a lot more efficient. It can double or triple the amount of wealth that you give to your kids with no taxes.
And that's really important because you're leveraging a dollar for $3 or $4, okay? When you do a regular or modern, as Daniel likes to say, modern or new fangled Roth conversion, you're actually getting dollar for dollar. But when you do a life insurance, you're getting $2 or $3 for that $1. So for the legacy, it is actually much more advantageous to do life insurance than Roth conversion. And, you know, it grows. You can't spend the death benefit while you're alive. But you know what? Your kids get a lot bigger death benefit. You can spend the money you have in there, the cash value. Now, in the cash value, there's different things. There's cash value. There's accumulation value. There's the cash surrender cash value. So there's different levels because there's what's called a surrender charge. And if you have a surrender charge in that means that you're not out of that time period where the insurance company wants to recoup some of their money.
And that's why I said you have to really wait several years before you can access the money. That's a better way to think
about
it.
Access all of it. You can access some of it. Mm-hmm. You mean the first year. If you set it up properly, you can even access some of the money the first year.
But the main reason you're doing it is for legacy planning. And so you might be thinking, well, this all sounds great, but maybe I won't qualify because I have this health problem or that health problem. Well, you could talk to us. The best way to find out is talk to us. We are appointed with all the different insurance companies pretty much. So we have a lot of different options, and we are fiduciaries. That means we have to recommend what's in your best interest, and we can shop around and see what you can qualify for.
And you know what, Dale? I've heard clients say, well, I really don't like insurance companies. I really hate insurance companies.
Well, you don't have to love insurance companies. You just have to hate them less than the IRS.
That's exactly right. And so it's just a tool. Don't worry about the name. You can call it a peanut butter jelly sandwich. I don't really care. We got to look at what the benefits are. If the benefits are something that you want, then it doesn't really matter what it's called.
So go to riskfeestaxes.com and we'll be happy to talk with you. Again, riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasvi. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.